I would like just to do it, not to do it. I've never investigated previously from the viewpoint from which I'm going to go. Year before or last, Griffiths is an old institution. How old it is, we don't know. Hard to guess. The Talmud specifically does not mention Griffiths. The institution Griffiths has not mentioned the Talmud explicitly. Implicitly, yes. Not explicitly. We'll see you later where the implication is. However, I'm pretty sure, I'm certain that it's an institution which goes back to certainly Talmudic times, but Talmudic times also, it's not just a short period. How far in antiquity, this institution can be traced, I don't know. It's very old institution. Beginning mentioning. But beginning of mentioning is something new which we have introduced. But there's something which has been in existence before that. Beginning speak of Schlichter, of Seharamum Goyen, of Sadi Goyen, as something which is known to everybody. And they don't explain. Apparently, they're very old. However, there are, of course, to say Schlichter Midereise is very ridiculous. Of course, it is an institution. It's a minhag. Ramses Vinoir will call it oil. But the minhag is based upon sometimes minhogim, I want you to understand, sometimes minhogim and alohim. They'll say the aloha is only midrabbanan, a rabbinic origin. However, the basis, the background of this particular aloha or of this particular minhag is midrashic, is biblical in origin. And it is actually sometimes the central thought, is so to say the foundation, central thought, a very important idea in the Hadith, is the foundation of customs. And exactly Schlichter belongs to that category. The only source, basically what is Schlichter? We get together, we say to Yutim, we say some Psukim, we say Adishem to Rach V'chanun, we say Vidui. We say short prayer at the end, the litany like to a prayer, like a name of the Shemanin, very short. Not elaborate prayers, just the style, the theme. Piyutim are very elaborate, very complex. Piyutim, I mean, actually, the authors of the Piyutim, they are very erudite. Their knowledge of Midrash is sometimes amazing, powerful. However, the last we go back to the times of the second Talmud, the second Bishamir, second temple. Certain parts are quoted in Talmud from the Shemesre, after 24 brochas, which we used to recite on Harabais, times of these prayers, used to conclude each brochas, 24 brochas, the 6 additional brochas conclude, Mishon Rav Sein Al Yamsu, Mishon Rav Rav Vino Bar Amarina, Mishon Rav Rav Shlame, Mishon Rav Shlame, However, it involves a few, this institution actually, as I said, is representative a few important ideas. If you'll be so kind, you'll just open up the Gemara as Rosh Hashanah. I'll just do this. Yes, Daf Yudayan Amitis. The Amid Beis is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About 9 stukim from the top. It's the 9th pasuk from the top. Vayaver at Hashem al pano vayikro. It's interesting. How do we translate the word vayaver at Hashem al pano vayikro? God, what's Panam? whose countenance? Whose countenance? Meshes. God passed by Meshes' countenance, and after he left Meshes, so Meshes sort of Nahurai. So God proclaimed the 13 principles of Nahurai. Correct? Apparently, Chazal and Tavla Yavir Adishem Alpanov, the countenance means the divine. The Yavir Adishem Alpanov. It means he wrapped himself. Omar Rabbi Yechanan said, "You mole mikro kosuk, if the kosuk hadn't said it like that, you wouldn't be able to say it. It sound like blasphemy." God has wrapped himself in a palace, the way Shriach Tibor wrapped himself in a palace. He was completely enveloped by it. By the Amud, by the Amud Onan. Behavior of the nation, and he showed the nation, he demonstrated the nation, say that to him. The order of recitations, of prayers, Omar, he told him, cause man she Israel hate him, whenever Israel commits sin, and they'll be ready for repentance, Yasu and Fonai Kaseder Azeh. We should, I mean, pray in accordance with this order, with these rules, now forgive. Of course, this is the source in the Gemara, which is responsible for flichas. But this flichas means prayer for forgiveness. I mean, it's called flichas, not called tzulas, not called, I mean, ritzui, but flichas. Even the word slichas is of later origin. Beginning we speak of mamot slicho, mamot slicho, an assembly of slichas. Or mamot slicho viritzui, an assembly of slicho, and supplication. That's how it begins. Mamot. Mamot means an assembly, a solemn assembly, a great assembly, a great assembly. But later, the word mamot was eliminated. It was shortened, abbreviated, and then you call it Klichas in colloquial Yiddish, in colloquial Hebrew also. You say Klichas, you recite Klichas. Klichas means prayer, falsely say Yavatan. Is the Rebbeinu Shlom has taught Meshe how to say Klichas. But this is, I mean, he has taught him, not only taught him, he demonstrated. If there is teaching, sometimes that's the kind of teaching. Teaching in speech, by word, and teaching by demonstration, by example. You say, Melamech, Nisati, Vakadish, Boch, Kishviach, Kibo. Okay, from demonstrated to him, as if he were the Shviach Kibo, the Chazim, and represented the community, and he demonstrated how Shlishat should be recited. Ayavi, Hashem, Alponov, to finish from wrapped himself. Talas, Vayikro, and he read, he recited, he said that to him. This is how Chazal interpreted the passage. First of all, we've got to understand what is it. We've never come across, another passage in Gemara in which it stated that Rabbeinu Shlom taught Moshe or any other prophet how to pray. On the contrary, how to pray, you left to man. Man should know how to pray, how to approach it. But here, apparently, the Rebbeinu Shlom did not rely on Moshe, didn't rely on anybody. Simply, he told him not only to pray falsely, but how to pray. He taught him, he trained him, and by demonstrating. There are actually, and it's interesting, Gemara doesn't mention it, but only Shemi mentioned it. Sliches is only at night, not at day. That's right. That's not Sliches. In fact, the Pirish is Slichas, I mean, before Shachir, there's no precedent, actually. It's wrong. Slichas is said at night, and finished at night. Or with daybreak. Ram says, Yokum balaylo, to get up at night, when he's followed by the Kisiyas, Achiyeh Hayim, Hayim, until daybreak, until the morning star rises. It means to stop Slichas, is daybreak. Already the poskim have quoted the pasuk of Eicha, Kumereini Balaima, Lereish Hashmuris, Shifri Kamayim Libeich, Neichach Mia Rishem, Al Nefesh Ol Alayich, Atutim Baro, Bereish Kofu. So the right from the Kumereini Balaima to derive this thought and the principle that Lichas be recited only at night. When at night, you find already among the Gaonim controversy. Some say at midnight, but most of them say the last, I mean, the last couple of hours, I mean, the last Hashmeir, the last part. I mean, it's just an hour or two before they break. Reish Hashmuris. Reish Hashmuris means they used to divide the night into three parts. You see, I mean, at the beginning of each part, very hard to know. The night is a 12-hour period, so then we're going to divide it into three Hashmuris. Into three Hashmuris, it means one Hashmura was six was for instance sunset, 10 was the first part, for the conclusion, then 2 o'clock, and then six again. Reish Hashmuris at night. Basically, if you'll just investigate the Seder Tefillah, our Seder, is that tonight, with the exception of the Shem Nesre, there is no Tefillah. There are no Tefillah tonight. With the exception of Shem Nesre. And the Shem Nesre itself is not treated on par with Shachis and Mircha. You know very well the Shachis and Mircha are chayvo, obligatory. Ma'ariv is according to one opinion which has been accepted. Even though now we have accepted this chayvo. So take for instance the Broches of Kriyashma. Broches of Kriyashma. In the morning and at night. Is at night you have only one broche which was purposely introduced, Ashkivein. But the other broches, prayer was eliminated. For instance, take the broche of Yitzhak, Verechesh, and Verechesh in the morning. Which is, I mean, it is half of the broche consists in pleading with God, they should have mercy on us. In the evening, at night, you don't have any petition in Asher B'dvarim Ma'ariv HaRabbi. In Hav HaSeilom, Hav HaRabbo is, in the morning, Hav HaRabbo is the Brach of Teyah. Voyer HaNeilu B'Sirachecho and Light Naz. Yachid Lavein Lavi Yireshmech and consecrate our heart and fear thy name. Lavein Lishonu B'Makam Tisororeb, Shlachinu Kimiyus La'atzeinu Kepu. It's prayer, it's petition. Ava Shalom at night, it's just a statement. Ava Shalom. It's not petition. It's more, I mean, an expression of confidence. God will never remove his love or never extinguish his feelings of love and mercy, which he bestows upon us. But it's not petition. As a matter of fact, in many texts, it's not auto. Leisosium in memory of Not leisosium, leisosium in memory of love. Leisosium will never be removed. Not, you should not remove. Ezra Savisena, at the mail, among the Shulachim, all day over there. In my review, it's just 10 minutes of time alone. It's much shorter, abbreviated. What is eliminated element of prayer? Basically, apparently, Chazal apparently had a very strange idea. That the evening and the night was designated for Teyre, not for Tzeret. The Davin, Ma'ariv, how long does it take? And then the rest of the night, you consecrate to the whole study. And Chazal had spoken about Teyre at night, the study of Teyre in the evening or at night in glowing terms. Sometimes we are simply puzzled. What did Chazal see, in the combination of Tere and Laila and night? But Chazal, if you take a look, you have all the Rambams of the Rishon. Milchas Tshuva, Milchas Talmud Torah, if you've just opened the Rambam Milchas Talmud Torah. Yeah. Peregimu Milchas Talmud Torah, Aloch Yergimu. Aloch Yergimu. Peregimu Milchas Talmud Torah, Aloch Yergimu. Peregimu Aloch Yergimu. Peregimu Aloch Yergimu. אף על פי שמצווה לא מתבייים ולילה, even though it's incumbent upon one obligatory, to study at daytime and at night, אין אדם לא מדריך חכמה שאלה בלילה. A man cannot acquire wisdom unless he studies at night. לפיכוך, מי שרוצה ליסקס בקסר של תירה, whoever wants to acquire the crown of Torah, to be adorned, the crown of Torah, or to be read in the crown of Torah, Yizoya b'chol leisha, we should be careful at night. V'le yeva, they should not lose afilo echad men, even a single night. B'sheine, on sleeping, achilo v'shkiye, on feasting, eating, or siche, conversation, v'kayetzeve. We should spend the night, alo b'tal m'teiro v'divere chachma. Alo b'tal m'teiro. Amru chachomim, ein rino shel teiro alo b'alayra. The song of teiro can only be heard. Specific significance, added significance. Only when it is recited at night, Shnema Kumi Reini Balayla, now interpret. Kumi Reini Balayla interpret, come and pray at night, Reini, Ishmei Ala Rina Vala Tfila. It's Chazal actually, Chazal always interpret, Rina Zutera. Ishmei Ala Rina Vala Tfila, Rina Zutera, that Chazal interpret from Brochus. The whole Isaac Batero Balilo, whoever I mean engages in study of Tera at night, Kuchel Chesed in Shukh. It means the grace of God is bestowed upon him. Shneemar, Yemom Yitavi Adishem Chazdei, daytime God bestows his Chesed, and Balilo, Shiro Imeit, Filo Lekil Chayo. At night, I engage in singing, in Shiro. And praying to the God of man, who gave me life. The whole Bayesh and Shmoyim the Divrei Rabbalailo, Eishach Lotin, and so forth. Night, the night, for study of Torah at that most appropriate time, assumes almost mythical proportions. Basically, it's a collection, a compilation of the Moreh Chazal. There is nothing which the Rambam has of his own. Ram did not introduce anything, I mean, of his own, anything original. It's just a compiled Memoir Chazal, which was scattered all over the literature. He compiled at night. At night is there. As a matter of fact, you know very well that no Tilim is recited at night. Before Chatzis, never. Chassidim don't even say in Dovid HaShemeir HaVeYishi at night. In Dovid HaShemeir HaVeYishi, they say once in the morning, and the second time at night, not at night. In Dovid HaShemeir HaVeYishi, the Psalms are not recited at night. Before Chatzos. This is the reason that we wait in Slichas for Chatzos, because Slichas is a compilation of Psukim. So we wait for Chatzos. This is it. It's basically night is the time of Tfilah, of Tera, not Tfilah. First time. However, this is what Chazal have introduced. So it goes back to Chazal. Livre Lelia El Legirse, the night is being created only for study. Only for study. Apparently, the exception was made for the night of Slich. The night of Slich is actually prayer service, which takes place at night. Prochtos, Eftachtos, doesn't matter in the morning, but it is never, the order has been changed. Instead of Tere, Satsira was introduced. And yeah, I want you to understand, this Slichas HaKol used to take hours, but not just things like that. We never, how long does it take? Slichas takes. Nowadays, for the first Slichas, 45 minutes, an hour. Or for Shoni, Shoni Slichas are very long, exceptional long. It takes a couple of hours, we have to say. Long slichas. But actually they had much more slichas. Slichas have been abbreviated. The slichas we have are just one part. It's a fragment of the slichas which have been introduced at the end. Both, it was a lot more of Tulim. Psalms of Tulim were recited. Piyuti, individuum erlangen. Das sind wieder Rabnissungen in der Part der Schmichas. Ein bisschen Rabnissungen in der Part der Schmichas. So basically, this is the first idea. During the night of Schmichas, the Rambam knows Schmichas only, and that's a finiture, and the 8 days, 7 days, Roshan Yekida. We have extended Schmichas a week before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, his father had extended Knihas to the full month of Elul. They start Knihas the second day Rosh Chodesh in Elul. They start Knihas. All our Yom communities say Knihas. Of course, we don't have Knihas for each day, separate Knihas, but we have separate Knihas. His father don't have separate Knihas because it would be necessary to have, about 40 separate Knihas systems, actually. They have only one Knihas. A few piyutim, and of course, plus iduim, and shirashim, and so forth. So the first, what has been introduced, what slichas represent, is tefillah b'layla. And the kumireni b'layla is reinterpreted. The Gemara interpreted kumireni b'layla is reference to Talmud Torah, Rino Shel Torah. I mean, for a limited time period, from tonight until Yom Kippur, is kumireni b'layla. He called not for Tere, but for Tere. Kumirin Yibala. This is the first fundamental, The night actually is assigned the new test, assigned to the Jew at night. Not so much Tere as Tere. Kumirin Yibala. Shifre Kamayim Lilech, of course, it fits beautifully into the framework of the Pasuk. Shifre Kamayim Lilech, Nechachnei Adeshem. This is number one. Tefillah at night. This is the definition of Shlichas means Tefillah at night. Within the halachic, the Haggadic and Kabbalistic system, it's almost sensational. Tefillah at night is Tehillah. The week before Rosh Hashanah, the centrality, which we assign to Tehillah at night, changes into that of Tehillah. Is number one. That's why there are no slichas in the daytime. You see, and Tonev, you have slichas in the daytime. As a matter of fact, not Tonev, they used to say slichas. Your ancient custom, they used to say slichas, not following Shemesh, but within the framework of Slachlon of Inik Hotonu, Mahalom Akinik Veshanu. Kemichel Slechot, you still have in this Sidurim. I believe, Ashat Imer Kam Slichas. Some Sidurim you'll find within the Brach. But later, they realized that it's too much of an interruption during the Shemnefre, and the prince of Lichas to the end of the Shemnefre, and following, Chazor Sashat, they face Lichas. But it's in daytime, and the planet is in daytime. Or Shonid in Kippur, this Lichas of Yom Noroyim, which commenced today, tonight, is still a Balaima. At the daytime, it has limited significance, basically. Limited significance. That's why in many Hasidic communities, it's an old minute, and basically it's a Sephardic minute. In the first, we have the same, either at midnight or late, early morning hours, before daybreak. And the following Shlicha, with the exception of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the same evening, following Maariv. Of course, in training Hasidim, say Slichas in the evening, following Maariv. Because they have, the choice is either say Slichas following Maariv, or to say Slichas, before Shachris. Means either to recite Slichas at night, or to recite Slichas in the morning. Of course, Slichas forfeits almost its worth if it is recited in the morning. Slichas and night are so, intertwined that they are almost intricate. Because the Kumireni Balayla, which traditionally, usually, is interpreted in terms of study of Torah, is during the time of Slichas, the period of Slichas, the 10, 14 days, actually is interpreted in terms of different semantics. Kumireni means simply to pray, plead with God, and so forth. It's Tefillah and Laila. It's one equation. That's the first principle. There's number two. There's another principle which is foundation of Srichas. You don't have a Gemara Brachas here. If someone could give me a Gemara Brachas, it's also important. Of course, from the Kabbalistic viewpoint, we know why there is no tefillah at night. Because tefillah basically, you have a Gemara Brachas, yeah. Yes. Tefillah basically plead for mercy. And night, at night, midas hadin, just this prayer. However, I'll tell you, at many times I've been thinking much about the idea, it's very strange idea, that at night there is not tefillah, or tefillah at the minimum. Tefillah at the minimum, just by it. And tefillah is assigned to the day, while Torah is has been proclaimed as the performance which should take place at night, and the exception to the rule is basically night, you see, it's usually at night when one is worried, or when one finds himself in distress, or is burdened with sorrow, is concerned about something, when he has no peace of mind, it's the worst time for him. The night is night. Even physical pain, you know very well, physical pain is more pronounced at night than during the daytime, as even doctors will have confirmed. More pronounced. But the reason is, I don't know, I don't understand. But even the Gemara knew about it. It's daybreak, the patient improves. And particularly anxiety, feeling of loneliness, or sorrow, or depression, all those feelings become intensified. A magnified time. There are many reasons. All right, fine. But the bottom is the temperature at that point. Yes, I'm not trying to explain it medically. I'm not my team. Anyway, at night. And at night, basically, you see tefillah, the whole year round, the institution of tefillah in general, is based upon the awareness of man as a very important being. You see, man, Yahadus always thought of man in terms of two categories, of two principles which are mutually exclusive, they are contradictory. One principle in Yahadus says, one doctrine of man says in Yahadus, man is an important being. He's a great being. He's a powerful being. Men can achieve heights which are actually fantastic. Dizzying high, intellectually, spiritually. Men can actually rise to such heights to which, he and angels, meet. Matter of fact, Bala Kabbalah always said it, the Bala Kabbalah always insisted that man is superior to an angel. The Rambam always considered an angel superior to man. And the Kabbalah disagreed with him violently. And they said, man is superior to man. Man has something divine in him, and he is capable of coming very close to the very aim of the Almighty. He's a great being. It's no doubt. In our history, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, was certainly superior to the angels. On the other hand, Yahadus also knew very well that man is a very low being. Not only is he weak and helpless, but he can be corrupt, cruel, and indifferent, and defile himself, and defile the world. We have to give examples now after our Czechoslovakian and Brezhnev and the Kosygin visit. after their performance at the United Nations, you hadn't had simply an antithetic view at me. It believed that man is great, exalted. It also knew very well, the others were very realistic, that man is a low creature. It can be very, very cruel, very beastly. It can be inferior to an insect. And Chazal said beautifully, Zohar is man worthy. Imrimai is told, but not by whom. Someone tells him, Ato kidam tole malach ha'shoz, you were created before they in our superior. Reizahu, has he fallen? So Imrimai, someone tells him, Yatush katanko, a mosquito which circles around the light. Warm summer evening is by far superior. That's a Chazal. Now the question, Tefillah. The institution of Tefillah that man approaches God and completely offers his supplication and prays and converses with him and engages him in a dialogue and so forth. What is it? Is the result of the optimistic philosophy of man or of the pessimistic, negative philosophy of man? Is it the result of affirmation of man? As a great being, affirmation. Or on the contrary, it's a result of negation of man. It's basically tefillah kol hashana, the whole year round. It's tefillah based upon the awareness of man as a great being. I'll show you how. For instance, it's very strange. You don't know, there are already the Rabbi Yehuda Levi in Kuzari speaks about it. But he did not resolve the problem, he did not explain it. Somehow, and many rishonim speak about it, but there is no satisfactory answer in all their discourses about it. We find in Tanakh that praying was practiced while the person, the worshipper, was kneeling or in a position of full prostration. Bayokom HaMelech Klein Al-Birko. Vesnapal, if Neshem at this, Snapal. I threw myself, it means I prostrated myself. It's interesting that when Chazal introduced prayer, Arshem Nefer is prayer. So what did Chazal request man to do? To prostrate himself or Chazal Shalit? If he'll prostrate himself, he'll spoil the prayer. He'll invalidate the prayer. Prayer requires a midah. Straight, upright position, to stand straight in upright position. And there are ishtachvois, but ishtachvois is just about the chat, but nothing else. And Chazal required of man that he should be dressed, in his best clothes for prayer. Okay, he can spoil it near. Be prepared for prayer. You see, prayer is an audience. The way Chazal interpret prayer, portray prayer, as if prayer were an audience between the king and the prime minister, or someone between the king and someone very prominent and known. It means prayer is funny about funny. Man is confronted with God and speaks and addresses himself to God. It means greatness of man. After he's down to any shmerei shlami, you have singled out man, and you have given him the license, actually, to stand before the army. Not everybody can approach the king, not everybody can address himself to the king, using the Tao. We use the Tao when we address ourselves to God. Baruch HaTu HaDishem. It's a certain familiarity, actually. Our shemeshers are it's a conversation, a dialogue between two people who are very familiar. We are close to each other, almost related. There is familiarity, intimacy in prayer. These are the prayers. The regular prayers we offer, particularly Shemesha. Simsholim, Simamim, almost. Not only a petition, you almost, a command. That's what God wants. That is strength. Wie sagt er schon? There are prayers which actually are nurtured by a completely different philosophy of man. The philosophy of humility of man, of worthlessness of man, of his weakness, of his loneliness, of his helplessness, and of his capability of being corrupt, becoming corrupt and defiled, of sinking to the level of the beings we feel. Those are the prayers of Shlichas. If you read Shlichas tonight carefully, you'll see the Piyutim. It's all Piyutim emphasized, just one idea, one thought, all Psukim of it. How can men approach God? How can I address this from him? Men, defiled, corrupt, contaminated. Contaminated. Today, the Rambam says, I didn't come in Mohammed Kever. Today, tonight, he's here. Next morning, he's in the grave, I mean. Man who is ignorant, and in spite of all his progressive ideas, in spite of all his discoveries, technological achievements, still ignorant, and still a prisoner of nature. Now, how to liberate oneself from nature and so forth? I mean, this is the idea which dominates. Greatness of man is the lodestar of Tfilei Kol HaShana, an all year round prayer. Smallness, weakness, helplessness of man is the guiding mode, motif of Shlichas. And also you have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different story, also like that. There are many. Rosh Hashanah in Kippur are a mixture of motifs. But if you don't take certain piyuti in Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, after all, what do you say? Marshal who? What can it be compared to? Kheres HaNishba, like a broken fragment. Like a clay utensil. What else? What I mean, Chazon should remember them. Kitzit Yovish, like the withered flower in the field. Kronom Kole, like the cloud which passes by. Deif HaPareach, like a bird which flies, I mean, get lost in flying. And so forth. This is basically the main, the central motif of Shlichas particularly. Shlichas particularly. And these emphasis placed upon nihility of men, worthlessness, was combined, associated with life. Because men at night is not as proud, is not as vain, and is not so sure of himself as he is at the daytime, then somehow he displays it. But he believes that he displays his power. It's wisdom and so forth. You have in Echor, Boche Sipke Palaiwa. When one is in distress, it is time for crying at night, not in daytime. Why is ecologically correct? Because any sorrow, I mean, is magnified at time. The experience is more keen, sharper, and more painful. I mean, I know it from my own experience. In the daytime, you are, somehow, I mean, you are involved, I mean, in various activities, I mean, you have no time, I mean, to do some soul searching, to delve in your own self. I mean, you just forget. It's forgetfulness. On the contrary, your mind is always somehow concerned with the positive aspect of man, not with the negative one. At night, before he still kept alive of the worst on earth. This is kumerim in the Bible. That's why shlichet. That's why night, the prayers at night have been abbreviated. Even the shemesh at night is considered the shoes of Abhevor, because night is the time, is symbolic of men, so to say, losing self-respect, and men suddenly realizing, discovering that he's a lonely creature. Sometimes weaker than animals, and I've no doubt about it. Physiologically, certainly weaker than animals. And all his wisdom, all his discoveries and achievement, and technological attainment, something variable. And so help us with only God. This is the period during which, I mean, such thoughts, I mean, come up and men delve in themselves and engages in soul searching and self examination and comes, I mean, and finds himself bankrupt, simply and that he failed. Failure is night. That's why it's the Marine of Alive. die regular Pille in the country does not want to see men in the failure, men in the success. Triumphant men is only the guy. He has an opportunity to show what he knows, what he can accomplish. This is number one. Smichas means Ktila Balaila, which in terms of regular prayer constitutes two ideas which are mutually exclusive. Now there is something else. I ask for the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas in Kilos HaShachas. Very strange. HaShachas, and they named you exclusive. Ramadala. Yochel yispal elodam kolayim kolayim. Perhaps the man is allowed to pray as many times as he wants. To offer as many prayers as he wants during the day. Kvar mifuresh al dei Daniel, it has been established already, explicitly stated by Daniel, the zimnin was only thrice a day is a man allowed for. Very interesting. The Torah requires of man to offer his prayer three times a day, but not more. He has no right. Basically, you know very well that according to the Alohim, we never, so to say, all prayers are integrated into Shemnesre. Outside of Shemnesre, you don't pray at all. No prayer is offered. No prayer is offered, for instance, among the non-Jews. To offer a prayer is very simple. You can offer a prayer at any time you want. But according to Yehadus, prayer is offered only within the framework of Action Network. Outside of Action Network, I have no right to pray. For instance, one is in distress, someone is sick in family. And he said, to pray. How do we pray for a sick person? How do you pray for sick person? Either by offering a prayer in Refreno or in Shmakaleno, you know very well, or you say to some. But there is no prayer, specific prayer to the author recited for a sick person. You say to him, you choose the Psalms which are appropriate and which simply, include the references to sickness and to God, healing power and so forth around that. Oh, you say the psalm of Makim Klasicha Reshem, Shem the Kedeg, or Esayin El Ori, Mayin Yove Ezri, or Lamitecha, or Yan HaShem B'Yim Tzor, Yisag Epcho, Shem Reke Yakiv, or Mizma Shech Hanuk Et Habayis, or Yishir Yidek, and so forth, Yisani Miyod Eveya. Psalms, the theme of which, is sickness and health and God's healing power and God being the healer, the universal healer, but never a separate prayer. Either Tilim, recitation of Tilim, or prayer within the framework of Shemesh. Because we have no right to offer any prayer or to organize any service, any prayerful service outside of the frame of reference of Shemesh. And Shemesh can only be recited how many times? Thrice a day. Yochel is, it's interesting that Shmuel said, Mispal Adam Tfilas Nedova. Shmuel disagreed. If a man wants, he can offer a Shemnesre, additional Shemnesre, voluntarily. However, the Shemnesim accepted Shmuel's view, but he said, one way in Khan, we need them. They've never heard of anybody praying four times a day. Thank God that they pray three times a day. There's a different story. Yeah. It's always fun. You see, because to ask prayer, as I said so many times, prayer to God is not something very simple. It's enigmatic. What do you mean, an approach of God? What do you mean, he knocks on God's door? And then wheezy, lowly creature to appear before the universal king, And recite, his needs, which are petty and insignificant in the world. was is special privilege, I mean granted to me, to be able to pray, and this privilege was with me. Only 3 times a day. Slicha panatones, he did not say how. In olden times, they used to say it, as I said before, within the framework of Shemesre, within the frame of reference of the Brochen Techlach Walevini Kichotonu. Later, they transferred it to the end of Shemesre. But also, it follows Shemesre right away. The very moment the Chazon concludes on Vorach Sam Yisrael Vashalem, you start Slichet. So it's a part, it's integrated into Tfilah Shachris. But never a separate service. Slichet has never been organized a separate service on Taniyas, on Thursdays. With one exception. Which exception? Slichas of Yom Noah. Special assembly, not for Shem Nesra. A special convocation, Mamad convocation. A special convocation, not for Minche or Ma'ariv or Shachris, but for Slichas of Yom Noah. Usually there are the halacha approved only a 3 convocations. For Shachris, for Mircha, for Mar. If you are in need, one is in distress, and feels like praying, he can do it. But within the frame of reference of Shachris, Mircha, Mar. No special convocation. No special ma'amon. Beginning of, and as far as Lichas Yom Noroim is concerned, so we have a right to call a special mime, a special convocation. That is a convocation. What we'll do later here is a convocation. It's a special assembly, a prayer assembly. Not for Ma'ariv, because we've done Ma'ariv, but for students. It's then another exception to the general rule of peace. Usually we have only 3 convocations, and in Kippur we have 4 convocations. Four convocations, and basically Nile is Slichas. It's also Slichas. Nile is Slichas. And during the days on which Slichas is recited, we have also a separate convocation at night, not a big convocation, at night for Slichas. Again, we call it Mamot, the convocation of Ritzui, of reconciliation between men and God, and Slichas, and forgiveness. This is the second principle of which Slichas is. The license was granted to us to call a special convocation, a service convocation, which has been forbidden, strictly forbidden. So in the whole year. Now there is something else. Now, and a matter of fact, in Slichas is a Shem Nesra convocation. I've told you many times. Belarusso hasn't knew that. It's a Slichas convocation. You start with Ashrei, like in Mincha service. You say Kaddish. Then you recite the Slichas, and at the conclusion of the Slichas, you say Kaddish Tiskavo. It's the only time that you say Kaddish Tiskavo, not after Hashem Netzer, but after, I mean, the recitation, the recital of Psalms. Because it is a service convocation, it's a prayer convocation, a mamach of Israel, which we are not allowed to practice on any other day. Any other day. No. Even in Atonis, used to decree in Eretz Yisrael, during the Beis Hamikdash, so the convocation was for Mircha. Of course, they recited Slichas within the frame of reference. But there was no special convocation. The only convocation we had, where the regular Hashem Nefer is not recited, is Slichas. It's the second exception. And then there is something else. And then there is something else. Tefillah is a mitzvah, of course. According to the Rambam, it's midraise. Avakan Hashem alekeichem is avim Hashem alekeichem tefillah. According to many rishonim, it's a mitzvah tefillah. It's a duty, it's an obligation to pray twice, 3 times a day. Avim Hashem alekeichem. There is a special commandment, a special precept of tefillah, which is a part of tshuva. Tshuva consists basically of three elements. First of all, chagot alova, Kabbalah Lado, is a children, and then to pray for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness, to plead with God for forgiveness. It's a part of children. Mitzvah Tfile is an integral part of children. The best proof is that Vidur King Godly Yom HaKippurim. I found in the past with Vidur King Godly Yom HaKippurim can say, first of all, HaKor HaSachem. Correct, it's a Koros Achet. Koros Achet means the combination of Havot Alav and Kabbalah Lahav. It's a Koros Achet. And then, on of Hashem, Kapano Lachat Toim Lavenes Alav Shemet. Tfile. Tfile each. Tfile complete the act of Tfile. It's not enough with a man, I mean, just amends his deeds, ways, and regret, and past mistakes, and errors, makes any commitment, to change his way of life, not enough. Even though it's very difficult, but it's not enough. A man should pray, please, with God for forgiveness, for absolution, for atonement. I don't have to prove it. If you will take, for instance, the video, the famous video by Tovid, you recite it. What kind of video, by the way? Bahrain in the Asia, what parrot is it? Who knows? Ah? I beg your pardon? Mr. Bramson, what is Bahrain in the Asia? The veil of Nos Nanori. Ah? No. See, the whole prayer, the whole psalm, is prayer for forgiveness, for cleansing. Because I want you to understand, to forgive is sin. When one commits a sin, it's not just he committed an error or simply violated a rule. He actually, defiled his personality. He lost inspiration. Somehow he removed himself from the presence of God. And all these gifts which he lost must be restored here. And it can only be restored through prayer. So tfile is a separate aspect of tshuva. Without tshuva, tfile there is no tshuva. For instance, the first assembly of tshuva took place after the episode of the eagle and the golden calf. And what did the tshuva consist of? By how nations may have the shem lekov? Where snapal is near the shem? They got bad armies followed. Prayer. What is Yom Kippur? It's a day of prayer. So during the period of Slichas and Yemei Atshuva, so one is under obligation to pray because of two reasons. First of all, you should pray like, because it's a Yiddish for life. It's the ordinary duty of prayer is binding. Yom Kippur is no exception. Separately, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Eter Yemei Atshuva, beginning tonight, there's another duty. Many things incumbent upon him to pray because prayer is a part of tshuva, of repentance, of coming back, or at least of trying, of attempting to come back to the burial. And this is Slichas. In Slichas, we fulfill another precept of prayer, not the ordinary precept, but the unique precept of prayer, which is a part, an integral part, an aspect of tshuva. There are three principles. First principle is Tfile and Lila. Second principle is that there is a special convocation, Amam Odritzu Tfile. And secondly, and third principle is, there is a unique precept of prayer which is related to tshuva. Without prayer, there is no tshuva. Basically, what is Yom Kippur, what is Rosh Hashanah? Ayin Tzila. A day of prayer. Whoever doesn't know how to pray has no cannot realize the significance of the day. The essence of the day expressed itself through prayer. Even the Shefer is an instrument of prayer. I told you so many times. Chatei Shemei Kol Shefer Mazin Tzura. It's an instrument of prayer, the Shefer. Shefer is not just to listen to the sound of Shefer. It's a prayer. And you keep a certain idea of prayer. By how nations near the Shem Rekor? This is the particular prayer of Yom Noroim. which does not belong into the system of Hamidah Shmalev, but into that of Chubin. These three principles form the foundation of Shmichas. Tfile Nai and Lailo, Mame Britzu Yutchine, and Tfile Tfile Kechelek Natchune, as an integral part of prayer. The Rambam says, and if it's true, so take a look. פרק בייז מחשובה הלוח הדלה מדרכי התשובה דלה מדרכי התשובה we say the דרך תשובה הרייסה God is so to nation the way התשובה מדרכי התשובה means a shov the one who repented say it תמיד לפני הרשם should plead with God federally It's for you, this Achman. Ask for mercy and help and salvation. Please do. Then there is, I mean, this is now has no, not directly related to Shmichas, but since I'm dealing with this topic, I want to say something else. Something else is important for children. Very important. Very important. It's like Shmichas. It's another aspect of Shmichas. And this is doctrine. Rasadi Gohen said that a Baal Tshuva must change his habits as far as giving charge or helping others out is concerned. Tzedakah is actually a way in which Tshuva is implemented. Without Tzedakah, Tshuva is incomplete, imperfect. When you say Utshuva, Utsfilo, Utsdoka, Mavirim, Reyak, there it's not just a nice phrase. Someone, thought up, and just introduced the matter. It's a loche. Utshuva, what does Tshuva mean here? Akorat Achet. The plea of guilty. Basically, Tshuva is to plead guilty. The plea of being guilty, being responsible. I mean, the ability to assume responsibility. I mean, you know very well, Adam sinned. All right. Adam sinned consisted of murder. Just he ate the fruit, forbidden fruit. What the most? I mean, what did he commit? What kind of sin of error did he commit? Trefus in Venice. The apple was trefus. It was not edible. According to the command to the tree to find it. Yeah. So God punished him. Actually, he did not destroy animals to hold him out of the million. He was the Canadian, was the paradise of what happened. He became mortal and exposed to the vicissitudes of life, the indifference and cruelty of nature and so forth. Kind murder people. And Cain somehow reached the motive to end there. He had put his fault in the whole house. The war has said, would never have done that. Cain came out and he found the good in God. He left Odom. Cain recognized that Cain reached the settlement. Somehow a modus operandi, a reconciliation with God. He said, man, after the funeral. God actually applied free justice to me and to your mother. Just eating the forbidden apple, he certainly should have applied free justice without any consideration. Because there were no extenuating circumstances for your crime. And suddenly I see that you came out here satisfied. What was wrong with Adam? You know what was wrong with Adam? He blamed somebody. For Yeshua shall not suffer. I ate under your husband. that's all the Mashgiach. Otherwise, I mean, you could have left me alone. There was no need for me. He was able to supervise me. So I feel supervised. I mean, it's not that I'm not inclined to do anything else. For Yisha shall not suffer in what he lost not be right now. He lost his paradise. He showed his proof that he's incapable of assuming responsibility for the circumstances. This is true. Two means that for a fact. I'm guilty. That's all. I'm guilty. The three of them. It's the true one. These three are guilty must be accompanied by what? By Kilo. The Rambam says, the Asek drop of the situation of children should engage in charity as much as possible. Based on Chumash, it's very strange. I mean, the Rav Tzaddik, when he was the first, it's interesting. The Gemara said, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, yes. If you think Rosh Hashanah about the dying of the day. Ramar Rav Yitzchak, Yerit Omar Rav Yitzchak, Dalet Vori, Dab Tezayin Amit Bey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 15 lines from the top. Ramar Rav Yitzchak, Dalet Vori, Mitarim, Gzar, Bini Shalom, 4 things, Shein, actually, yes. Eilo, in Toko, Tzoroko, what is Tzoroko? Tzile, Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maizu. Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maizu, Shinui Maizu means a korot achet. And Shinui Hashem means I don't identify myself with this. I look upon myself as a new person. But it's a part of children. It's not a part of children. Complete change of the identity. Complete change of the personality. Tzoroko Minayim is then a But I believe there is another source, I mean, which you may quote, in order to substantiate actually in the book, that stock is a part of Shiva. Very strange. That after the angel, God commanded the Jews immediately, to give up their money, everything they had, to the mission. God made him. In Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, Lei Yechal Konucho. The universe cannot contain a Habayis of Eas of Anis, Sefer La, the Nivra House, I don't believe. The prophecy was to be Jews, to train the Jews, to be 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 Jews, they couldn't be stuck at the poor people because they were not poor. They were neither millionaires nor beggars or papa in the Midwest society. It was for the water, lechem lechout, and the yayin shech, and the yayin. It was a classless society. If there was a classless society, not in Russia, but in Midwest, real classless society. No one could have saved any, could save anything. Even the man couldn't be saved from that. No savings account, no banks, no deposits. You just, everybody had what God gave him. So, but in the period, he demanded and refused to be whatever they had. I mean, for instance, Zor, Kesef, Shoni, Shield, and this, Velvet, I mean, because in the tribe, you know, for the enemy, how much do they have? So the period wanted them to do everything they had. So you see the top, you see the extra part. The art of children. That's the best. Basically, children mean happy, and it first means coming. Begins to idealize himself. Happy is the result of selfishness, of complete lack of consideration and consideration for others. And a person sees only himself, no one else. And then he surrounds himself. I mean, Christ to surround himself with a halo, with his glory, with his head. That means the little temptation to which I am exposed actually overrules sacred principles on me, and I abandon on me in tradition, because it's a little pleasure I expect to get out from performance. It's basically stop on me. Sympathy, compassion, and sharing love, sharing the need. This is the same thing. That's why it's written to keep a fellow or a doctor. There's not truly an outcome. Dr. Israel is basically a dancing. So he's a captive, he's a prisoner. In order to get out of this, in order to redeem himself, he has to be a captive. What kind of person to whom should he pay that? He's kidnapped by someone. By whom? I don't know. By the faith. By whom? He pays ransom. Otherwise, he cannot free himself from captivity. What is the ransom? Okay. He's not basically doctor is paid. Macht is a shekel. But how does it? What is it called? Macht is a shekel. He must not keep an action, not a shekel. It's ransom. It's redemption. Redeeming himself. This is the doctor. Right now, that these are the three, four principles, the three principles of Slichus. Tshuva, the equation of Tshuva and Tfila, the equation of Tfila and Lila, and the special convocation, Mamot Shohitri. Now, the construction of Slichus, I spoke many times about it. Construction of Slichus underwent a change, a basic change. And this change is basically, is wrong, actually. However, apparently, Jews liked it this way at all. It's history and it's a fact. The Slichus of old was compiled and consisted of one, two, three, four, of four elements, of four parts. It's a fourfold construction, basic structure of Slichus. First of all, the central axis around which the entire all the prayers, Slichus prayers, revolve is what the Yudgim means. Adeshem, Adeshem, Kelrach, Lachanam. Because she is Royal Chaitim, Yasu, Lefonai, Kaseder, Azeh, they should imitate or repeat this particular ritual. What kind of ritual is it? Adeshem, Adeshem, Kelrach, Lachanam. But Slichus basically consists of four parts. It's a fourfold structure, Slichus. First of all, Slichus consists of a compilation of psukim, mostly from Tilshim, 99% from Tilshim. Sometimes you come across a person from Isaiah or Jeremiah, but usually it's from the Psalms. Compilation of psukim. What is the general idea which those psukim convey? Actually, what do they convey to us? What they convey to us, the idea, first of all, helplessness of man, the wretched being. Oh, and secondly, that God is merciful, and that men must be for that God forgives the sins of man, he raises his iniquity and so forth, and bestows chesed v'rachmi. It's also described portrays God's majesty, omnipotence in nature and the universe, how God rules the universe from the flying nebulae down to the little insect. Which creeps on the ground, the little worm which creeps on the ground. This is basically what's compilation of psukim. I'll tell you frankly, the psukim are so skillfully compiled that you don't feel it in the compilation, but you think it's one sound. If you'll take one slicha, and you're going to text of this. Yes, thank you very much. The famous introduction to Slichus, which repeats itself every time we say Slichus, even Yom Kippur night in Kol Nidre, not Ashrei, Ashrei night. Shemei Atzilu Adecho Kol Basra Yomeho. בכל שם לבדוק אותנו בישהו ספונים, זה ספוני עזר, תגיע את זה. ויבנו ראי את הפרו את גאה. נחפץ ונחקירו, בין לי וחסן למסים בו נפניך, הוא גדל עם חורושים בפקוס, הוא יבן גן ידו, הוא ינק גן ידו, לי כפופר אני בגר, את פרו את זה. Man is a lowly creature. Slichas is not man, it's a great being. Approach of God, but man is a little small being. And then Shemei Atzilu Adecha Kol Bosor Yaveyu, if you just look through the whole compilation, it's compiled from various psalms, from Yirmiyahu, and it reads like one whole, like a separate psalm, like it is so organically, it's so the unity is almost organic, and you feel transition from one person to another, as if this introduction had been written by David as a separate psalm. It's very strange. Yeah. Then we have mobs. As a matter of fact, we may again in that long compilation from Sukkot. The only long compilation which we have retained, which actually still extant, is the introduction, Shemei Atfilo Adecha Kol Bosor Yaveyu, this compilation, it's a long compilation. And the last, with which we conclude, Zechir Brisov Yizkashir Amarto, Zechir Tebris Yakev, Yimotzi Lona Asim, Onak Meshutatan, Vagam Zizmiz Mertevei, Onak Megal, Timachaleisam, we have only two compilations, actually, which survive so many centuries. These compilations are the oldest ones we have. The introductory compilation and epilogue, the concluded compilation. Tzchei Sovis. These two compilations are said in Yikipar as well. As a matter of fact, Tzchei Sovis, we say in Yikipar in every Shenesre. Every Shenesre. Shachis, Musa, Nirheni, except Shachira. Yeah, Nirheni. Nirheni is a separate system. But the introductory compilation, Shemei Atfilo Adecha Kol Bosor Yaveyu, we say only in Kippur night. Only night. In the morning, you don't say in the morning, Shemei Atfilo Adecha Kol Bosor Yaveyu. It's neither recited during Shachis, nor during Musaf, nor during Mirche. However, every time we say Vidu. This is the second, actually. We had long compilation before the Piyutim were introduced in the Slichas. The Slichas consisted of compilations of Psukim. We had very long ones. They are gone. We don't know. Perhaps we might find some manuscripts. I don't know. Remnants, I mean, it means. But we don't know. We have just remainders, some just fragments. Altoy Mishpatimonit of Yakov Koytov, Nechat Filasenet, Almit Filasenet of Nechat, and Kasosot, Yeruz Reachwa Isab Nismuso, and Shem Shimu Bekelet, Yeruz Nachashu Isbatil Tachmunoi. Interesting is that the Bale Aslichas somehow did something which halachically is questionable halachically. Many poskim criticized and disapproved of it. They took psukim and they changed the singular into the plural. It's very strange. For instance, take here. Al tovi v'mishpot imonim kel yitzak v'fanecha kol choy. Tovi v'fanecha tfilaseinu ad tfala mitchanaseinu. The pasuk is tovi v'fanecha tfilosi bal tesala mitchanosi. Ad shem shimo bekelet yonez nachak ha-shim yisotil tachnunu. Yislichas v'yirid ad shem shimo bekelenu. תהיינו אז נחל כאשר יש לכל תחננו. נשמע כלינו, אל תשלחיינו פניך ותשכה על פיתח בננו. הפוסק הזה סינגלה, אל תשלחיינו מיל פניך ורוח ותשכה על פיתח בננו. אל תשלחיינו להיזיקנו, ככלי סקיחי אל תעזרינו, יש את הפוסק. הוא יישא אל תשלחיינו להיזיקנו, ככלי סקיחיינו אל תעזרינו. Is it permissible? Is it permissible, I mean, to take a pasuk and to change, I mean, the singular into plural? Many, many have simply rejected, I mean, such changes. They said it is not permissible. Matter of fact, as much as I can help, I always say, whenever I know, sometimes I yeah. But whenever I'm aware of, I'll always change the plural into singular, wherever that. whatever the possible can be, it's being formulated in the singular. As a matter of fact, the Tashbet says it is permissible. There is only one proof which is quite conclusive and convincing. He says that even Chazal, the Chachmei Talmud, have practiced this method of changing the singular into the plural. And the famous example is Refa'inu Adishem Venerofein and She'inu Venerosheya Venerosheya Tisvaseinu Oto. It's a possible Yirmiya. Refa'inu Adishem Venerofein and She'inu Venerosheya Tisvaseinu Oto. And seeing the Anshek Nesak Bele have changed from the plural into the singular into the plural, apparently it is permissible. But quite the use, so to say, the license of the poetry. Now, this is number one, the compilation of psukim. It's too bad that in most of the compilations we have lost, are not extant. We have only, as I told you, two compilations. Now, it's very interesting. And let us take up Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur night, which is the night par excellence of Slichas. Yom Kippur is the day par excellence of Slichas. Okay, this is the day of Tshuva. So, you say, in Kippur night, you say, Shemei Atfilo Adecho Kobasa Yireo, correct? Shemei Atfilo Adecho Kobasa Yireo. At the end, you say, Tzchei Brisovit Kasher Mart. In Shachris, you don't say, Shemei Atfilo Adecho Kobasa Yireo, the long introduction to Slichas. But you conclude with, Tzchei Brisovit Kasher Mart. Tzchei Brisovit Kasher Mart leads up to Shemak Aleinu. And then the Chazan begins to recite Shema Kaleinu. Why is it that in Kippur night, I want to show you that there is nothing accidental, no coincidences in our Siddur. That in Kippur night, we do recite Shema Atfilo Adecho Kobasa Yireo. And in Shachris, and Musaf, and anyway, we left out Shemei Atfilo Adecho Kobasa Yireo. However, what we do recite is Chevre Shabbos. Correct. Basically, it's like that. As I told you, Slichas is like Shemnesre. It's a convocation, a prayer convocation. In Shemnesre, you have no right to petition God or to offer any, or to plead with him before you recite Shvach HaShomoki, before you praise him. Before you recite Shvach HaShomokim. Shvach HaShomokim consists in Gvureis and Gedushas Hashem in Oris. Of course, you cannot start saying Slichas unless you recite Shvach HaShomokim. You sing a hymn to God. His hymn of praise. Of course, since Slichas consists just of petition, supplication, of pleading with God, so before we start to plead with him, or to ask him, or to request of him, Slicha M'chile, we have to recite a hymn to Shvach HaShomoki. How do we know that? From Moshe Rabbeinu. V'eschanu Hashem Bo'isa Hileimer. So he didn't start. Avishem Malikim Ato Achelei Solar Es Esav Docho Es God Locho V'siot Chavoko. Ebro no Ler. He didn't start this petition immediately. He began with what he prays. It's a hymn. So this is actually the introduction to Slichas as a petition. This is necessary in Kippur night, because the Slichas are recited not within the frame of reference of Shemitz, because there's no Chazor Shashat. But in the morning, you recite the Slichas, where do you recite the Slichas? Within Shemitzre. When do you say Slichas in Kippur? In the morning, Musaf and Nirche. In what bracha? In the fourth bracha? In the bracha within which the chazan says vidui. So it's a part of the Shemnesre. So it does not require another hymn. In order, I mean, so that the license be granted to him, to approach God with petition and supplication, because he recited Ovis. You see, the Ovis is the introduction to Slichas. While you keep an eye the night of Kolido, there's no Chazor HaShad. So Slichas is a separate entity, a separate unit, the way it is tonight, or on any other day. So it's a separate entity, it's a separate convocation. You see, Shachis, Mircha, Ayin Kippur, Shlichas does not require a separate convocation. It is recited within the frame of reference of Shneser. However, Saturday night, in Kippur night, or the night of, as we'll do it tonight, so it's a special convocation. So Shlichas is a separate unit. It lacks the framework of Shneser. Because Ma'ariv, we have recited already. We have said Ma'ariv, it was Ma'ariv. So as a separate service, so we must recite from the hymn of Shemeya Tfilot Yachakom Basilei. And basically, what we say in the hymn is exactly, almost identical with what is there that we say in all these glorious worship session. For instance, Ato peralto vos foyom shibarto vos shesaninim al amoyim. Ato itzavto kol gulis oretz. Kaitz vachere vato yitzartom. Ato ritzatto vos shelev yoson nano macho laam litzim. Ato bakato mayim vanochal. Ato ivarish ivarishto naretz eison. Vacho yim af vacho loilo ato chenesa moya vishomesh pati. A recital of gureis of shalakadish bochav omnipotence, his majesty nature. And then you say, the Kamma fun of the Seder was Miris Norielei, Asher Yard of Nam Piksod, the Veselikim Nala Berodesh, Kail Narot Bisod Gdeshim Rabo, Tzitush Hashem, Ata Kodesh Shim Chokadesh, Veshim Chayim Alu Vasalo, Venero Al Kol Sivo, Sui Yedechem Kedesh Uvoch Etz Hashem. Yavir, Gdush Hashem, Gdushem. He didn't say Gdushem, because Hashem Nesra requires Gdushem. This is the reason why it's left out, it's omitted during the day, because we have the frame of reference, and it is said at night. Now we have two parts. We have the compilations of Sukkim and the Yudgimo Mides. Then, of course, Vidui. Vidui, we have three parts. Now it's Vidui, there are most parts. You say Vidui, it's first. As a matter of fact, we repeat the Vidui three times, even though the Goyan objected, but we do say the Vidui three times. And at last, there are short prayers that are to very old, ancient. Now, all that perhaps many of our prayers, which recite at the conclusion of the verse. Is Anenu Abishem Anenu, Mishon Olavrom Avinu Bahar Amirio, Uy Anenu. They go back, they can be praised back the second column. It's an English. I told you. Apparently it's quite possible as Asela Manamitoch used to be recited in this Amidosh when they marched with the Lulavim around the Mizbeach, around the altar. Because as a matter of fact, we do recite La Manamitoch Mandosoch when we march with the Lulavim around the Sefer. And then Rachmoni Dona Lamia Aneno, Rachmoni Dona Litzvirimibi Aneno. I want you to know, the Aramaic form of that prayer bears testimony, bears witness to the fairy it's very old. Usually Aramaic prayers, with the exception of those which are mentioned in Zeya, like Rishvedim or Alma. But usually an Aramaic document, like the Ksube or the Get, the fact that it's written in Aramaic, not in Hebrew, means that the document is very old, ancient character. Because the vernacular of the people during the second Bayesheni, Talmud, of the vernacular was Aramaic. We don't know how much Hebrew was spoken during the second Talmud in the Midbar. Never mind that some linguist historians not so want to say they all spoke Hebrew, not true. Because if they had spoken Hebrew, the Talmud Yerushalmi wouldn't have been, written in Arabic. The Mishnah was written in Hebrew. Apparently the intellectual elite spoke Hebrew. The message, the crowd spoke Arabic. And documents which had to be understood by the crowd, because they had to know what obligation they assumed and what duties they discharged, and so were written in Arabic. Even all Kiyum Shtoras, the application of Shtoras documents, the Mesa Kosek, Chod Avine, Vasa, Mekamon, it's all, all that the Bayeshen is. And the fact that and so forth. Moche Yomase, Mei Mishimchaye, Masik Mishimchaye, Omo, Burokot Chote Avu Elake, Vero. Those are the four parts of the Mishas. Which is compilation of Psukim, You begin and you conclude with that. And then Yudgim Umiris, 2, Vidui, 3, and the so-called, they call it in technical time, the litany-like prayers, which are very short. Short and simple, I mean. Short and simple and plain, I mean comprehensible, I mean. Everybody, and understood by everybody, by simpleton and philosopher alike, you know. Those are the four parts. These are the old shlichas. Jews have the weak spot for prayer, and the soft spot for prayer. The piyutim. It is something which we don't understand. How the piyutim got into our marzer. Who integrated and incorporated the piyutim into Hazor HaShatz. We don't know. The history is not known. We know just, for instance, that Abelazar HaKalia most probably lived in the 5th or 6th century. It's very well. It means immediately after the Chassidus HaTalmud, after the conclusion and of the Talmud. But we already wrote Piyutim. It's Piyutim and we were integrated into the Maaser and patients speak of Piyutim. I mean, they convey the impression to us that Piyutim were introduced, I mean, thousands of years ago. Patients quote Piyutim in order to prove Alohes. And Piyutim to Tesis carry so much authority that many Alohes, Tesis resolved by a quotation from Piyut, from Kamil. Anyway, the Jews, I mean, like Piyutim. And Piyutim became a part of our liturgy, part and part of our liturgy. I cannot imagine, for instance, I examined the Sephardic Marzer, and I've been asking myself, what do they do the whole day of Egypt? The real Sephardic Marzer, because they have not been terrible. And it was beautiful, beautiful, like Oriches with Biyad Minas Mishpat, Lamin Shukir Muno, Bekele Rati, Sanetaker, Melachelgen, Imun Alekin, They have a few from Rabbi Yehuda Levi, a few from Nezre, here and there they appear from the Rambam, but doesn't come up, I mean, cannot compare as far as beauty, power, and sensitivity with our beauty, the most beautiful marvel in the Ashkenazic mark. The most beautiful marvel. Of course, they're Malchus Chenechev, but they don't have the beauty. Completely the way that is. Berlin, a few. And the beauty became part and parcel of our liturgy, I mean. We cannot imagine Rosh Hashanah and Kippur without beauty. What would you do, I mean, without the beauty? How long would it take Hazor HaShatz of me, like Musaf or Shachis without the beauty? Without him, without the king, without Melachelgein, without Adderes Amun Alachai Olamim, without, I mean, all those beauties. Gorgeous, exalted. Where the Kedushayim is reflected, actually, it reflects the experience, I mean, the individual experience of the day, I mean, the exalted character, I mean. And, I mean, whoever knows beauty, they have, in their texture are hundreds of Midroshim and hundreds of Alohes interwoven. Those beauty. Of course, also in Slichas, they introduce beauty. To say all the long compilations, in addition to say the beauty, a little too much. So little by little, they began to eliminate the compilations of the Sukkim and replace them by introducing beauty. So what do we have now? The construction of Slichas now is like that. You have the first compilation was not touched at all. The first compilation is that Shmei Atfilo Adachoko Bosra Yevei. Beautiful. Then, Manim al-Fanach Yishuv Morim, and the Sapa al-Fanach Sheikh Shchotim. Manim al-Fanach Shemotim, it's a part of the compilation, it's a part of the introduction. Then there's already a piyut. Ich niftach peh al-Fanach Odar Mitzuchim. Tonight, we'll say, Beinu Fonim Mishpach Sichim. So you say a piyut, first of all, the introduction. I want you to see construction in Sichim, not just on just a conglomeration of the beauty. First of all, the introduction. Then you say, Ich niftach peh lefanecho dar misuchim. This is a piyut. This is already a piyut. Fine. It's a piyut. Then we begin to, then the piyut is concluded. Following the piyut, we say immediately, we say, Yudgim Umiris, Arachmin. ויסתעת כרחמך הרב מהנפתוחים ואל תכסך ונשון ונשתך ונמטבים כאל בריאת השירה את הברונון כאל הרחפיים עתו ולרח מנגרסו על דרך תשובה הרסו ויעבר השם על פונו ויקרא עד השם על השם תורך לך After that comes a compilation which has been abbreviated and formed considering I really want to discover the plan Robert Hossein Norat Yosha Bodemarin in Kirish Matadet, Yishi Hashem Kikoma Hossein, Fasim Minim Neodom, Kim Homeke Chaim, Kahmu Labam Kahan Hashem Alakenu, Shem Shalam Vachasa Salami, as Shem Shua, Shem Shua, Shem Shua, Vasi Al Taha, and Maha, like Shem Hanik Alameha. Then it appeared again. Amy Yikon Tzedek, Ishtay Nim Shakaharet. Again, you've given me this. Rachmim, you've given me this. And then a short compilation of five psuki, which is just a remainder. A very long compilation. I'll tell you Mishpat the moment is not all hoito, and I have to say no, it's not the same, say no. Again. Krachmur al-Bani. Again a piyut, you understand? Again a piyut. Again, Kino Malach Yishu al-Kis Rachmur. Again, the short compilation. The same compilation of psuki. It means that the compilations of psuki, which form actually the very substance of psukis, have been eliminated, have been omitted completely. Instead, they were replaced by piyuti. Of course, they are all, but not as old as the compilations. We were replaced by piyutim, but after each field, we say a few psukim, usually repeat the same psukim, and we say Ad Hashem, Ad Hashem, Torach, Mechan, Ha'apai, Rechazionas. And then we say Mitzoy, Yim, Menucho, Kam, Menucho, Tchilo, and again, all again. A piyut, again, Yivgim, Omides, and a few psukim. And then follows, I mean, Sfeir, Hamech, Vashchel, Ad Hashem, And after service service is vidui, and after vidui are the short prayers. This exactly. And you conclude. This is basically. The fourfold construction has been retained, actually. We have a compilation of psukim, of course, reduced, abbreviated, but we have, I mean, the first, the introductory compilation and the concluded compilation is still extant. We have the Yidim Umilev, Rachmim, We say it as many times as the Yidum Mizrachim depends upon the number of piyutim. If you have less piyutim, the number is limited. If you have more piyutim, the number is, increases. After each piyut, there is Yidum Mizrachim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah is Tishpichas very long, and we have so many beauty in the parents. So of course, after each period, we repeat the Yom Yisrachmin. So you have it, Yom Yisrachmin, you have the introduction, Yom Yisrachmin, you have the vidui, you have also, the short prayer. This is basically the construction of Mechas. Of course, these are the basic principles of Mechas. Of course, you have different minhagim, you have minhag Ashkenaz, minhag Peon, and minek litten, and minek Rhinus, or Rhinus, the cities in Germany, which are Rhine River. And you have minek Italian, minek Bovel, there are so many minhagim. But basic deconstruction is present in every Slichas system. This is the old construction of What time is it? We'll have to start clicking before space tonight. All right. Okay. Beg your pardon?
For 1 o'clock.
Not one. Face here is 20 minutes off one. You know what you started before? Balaimo. Who made it Balaimo? We said it before the Eifach face. Yes, of course. Yes. I told you, we have studied. We fulfilled both. Both obligations. Kumarayna Balaimo in the sense of Teo and Kumarayna Balaimo in the sense of Tzvimai.
I'm
All right, we'll just say a few more psukim. Are we more shut up? Это жертва. И мы отправили. We'll not play cards anyway, so let us spend the time and study. All right, will you open the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah? I wouldn't discuss very complicated matters. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, what do you mean? Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Rosh Hashanah. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. We'll start about in a half hour, 40 minutes. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Mishneh, Seder Brachos. What kind of brachas? The brachas means the shemnesrei af musa. I want you to know that I believe I discussed it once. The Bala Moer was of the opinion that Malchus the Chenish Sheferis belongs not only into the framework of musa, but into that of every shemnesrei. Even at Ma'ariv, Rosh Hashanah night, one should daven a full shemnesrei consisting of Malchus and Chenishim. Yes, Milche Shachas. The only difference between Musa and other Shem Nesrei is limited to Tkiyah. You don't blow during Shachas. Certainly not during Ma'ariv or during Milche. You blow only the Shefer only during Musa. But the Brochet, the text, is the same. Musa, Milche, Shachris, and Ma'ariv. First night of Hashanah, one should say the same Shemetre, which is being recited for Musa. Of course, this would be longer, very longer. However, none agreed with him, nor Rishon agreed. As a matter of fact, he himself said, theoretically it's correct. However, it does not recommend that people do like that practice, because it was a little, it was too sensational, actually, to introduce the Seder Brachos, nine Brachos in each Nefri, nine Brachos for each Nefri. Anyway, Seder Brachos, Eimer Oveis, he says Oveis, Ukvureis, Kvureis is Mechai Amesim, you know that. Ukdushas Hashem, the Shem is at the Kodesh. The Kelel Malchayas Simoem. And he combines Malchayas with the Broche of Gdushas Hayim. Of Gdushas Hashem. You see, the Broche of Malchayas, somehow, we don't know specifically the reason. However, you see, you have seven Broches, you have an ordinary yonder. Basically, you add Rosh Hashanah three more brachas. It should be 10. You have 9 brachas. Because one bracha is combined with another one. Which one is combined? Malchus. They did not combine the chenis. According to one mandoma, they combined the chenis. But actually, we have accepted the viewpoint that Malchus is combined. Malchus is combined. With which bracha should Malchus be combined? Merge. In the Shemnes of Hashanah, we have two brachas which deal with the theme of Malchus. This is the brocha of Kedushas Hashem, because in Rosh Hashanah we conclude Amelech HaKodesh. Particularly with the addition of Chentim Pardachot, certainly a brocha of Malchus. And we have the brocha of Kedushas Hayim. The Sayim also has the motif of Malchus. Very strange. The Sayim, if you'll take the Kedusha Sayim, the Broche, there is no continuation. I'm a fact, you don't see continuity. And you begin to say, Elakim ha-kei ha-sein ha-malecha ha-kolein ha-kulei b'fedecho, v'inose ha-kol eretz b'ikarecho, v'ifa ba'adar g'in ha-zecho, kol yishisein ha-la-zecho, v'yid ha-kol pol ke'ato fi'alpei, v'yorin kol yitzur ke'ato yitarpei, ויהי מהקהילה שהנשמה והפה, הנשמה לכי ישראל מלך, ומלכוס אל הקהיל משלו. יתפיעו מלכים. And suddenly, without any transition, you begin to say, קצ'ינו מתוסכו, סלכינו מתוסכו, סבינו מתוסכו, וסמכינו מתוסכו, ותאי רבינו לא בטוחו באנס, קטוליקים ממס, ולא אנחנו מכירים את כמובן, שמלך על כל הולדת, בקדש ישראל ויהי מה זה כוח. יהיה דברוכי את ראש השונה, על כפי שסיים, divided into two parts, two separate parts. Prima facie, at first glance, there is no transition from one part to another. But in the chsime, we have a rule that the chsime cannot contain two motifs, only one motif. No double chsime. And in Rosh Hashanah, we have a double chsime, melech al kol ha'aretz, kadosh Yisrael v'yehi mah zeh kareh. This is the question is, which broche, malchus and musar should be combined? Is that melech ha'kodesh, or with the kedushas hayeim, is melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yehi mah zeh kareh. And what is the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri? Eino rovis u'gvurish Hashem v'kilo malchus imoem. What is imoem in which broche? Kedushas Hashem. So how was Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri's tefillah? He used to say mechai ha'meisim ha'to kodesh ha'kodesh kodesh ha'kodesh yaluch ha'salo. What did he say? How did he start? How did he start? Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri, as a matter of fact, it's very interesting. Here's a machlekes, very interesting. Something which is very peculiar. Here's a machlekes with Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri and Rabbi Akiva, within which broche malchus should be recited. Within the broche of Kedushas Hashem or the broche of Kedushas Hayim. The Rambam, it's a major machlekes. It's a very simple machlekes. And it is relevant to us because we got to know how to recite it through Musaf. The Rambam has admitted. It's aloche. He does not say whether aloche is krabbe kiva, aloche krabbe yechem benue. Only indirectly, we may infer from the Rambam that he has accepted Rabakim. That Malchus is combined, merged, has been merged with Kedushas Hayim. Yes. But it's just indirectly. Directly, we don't know. What does it say in Rambam? Im Keita, Imo, Ishliach Tibur, Oveis, Ugbureis, no? Kedushas Hayim Malchus. But it says Kedushas Hayim Malchus. You don't think Kedushas Hayim Malchus. Kedushas Hayim Malchus, you don't know what a Malchus is. Of course, most probably the Rambam has accepted Rabbi Kiva's view. But it is not a machlekes, something which is far-fetched. I mean, it is a machlekes which is important, relevant. Why did the Rambam actually omit the machlekes? I'll tell you why. The Yerushalmi says it is separate. The Yehudi Osek Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri. The Yehudi Osek Rabbi Kiva. In the community, in Judea, in Yehuda, you know, the part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Yerushalayim, I mean, the Negev, I mean, part, Tel Aviv, up to part. The Galil, in the Galil, Nuagut Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri. They did like a Mishu Osek Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri Yotso, Mishu Osek Rabbi Kiva. Basically, the Gemara said, there is no aloha. I mean, both opinions are correct. If one has combined Malchus with Kedushas Hayim, it's perfect. This is the way we do. If one has combined Malchus with Kedushas Hashem, it's also right. He discharged his obligation and the tefillah is perfect. So you know where the Rambam quoted it? In his Siddur. In his Siddur, he comes to the Siddur. At the end of the Siddur, in the Siddur, he quotes the Nusra, the text of Nusra. And there we find that the text is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But not in the Halachas. Because since there is no Halachas, there isn't a specific Halachas. I mean, usually on the Lemion, they used to stand up, raise a hand, they used to count, and Halacha could replain it. The law is like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri, and the other opinion, the contrary opinion, the opposite opinion, it was rejected. They did not reject the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri, nor did they reject the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Both opinions were accepted. It's almost optional. Almost optional. Of course, the practice of combining Malchus with Bishus Hayeim has been sanctified by many, 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 many centuries. So no one is supposed to change. But basically, halachically, both are gone. So if someone should insist today, I mean, I don't know for what reason, and recite the Shem Nesra like Avichem Benue, I mean, Bereret, we would not tell him, I mean, to repeat Shem Nesra is perfect. Now, how did Rabbi Yechem Nuri organize the Shem Nesra at Musa? You have an idea? How was it organized? So this is your chazan. I ask you to recite the Shem Nesra like Rabbi Yechem Nuri. I could do it. I could do it immediately. By heart. I'm not boastful. I can do it by heart. Like Rabbi Yechem Nuri, without missing one ayat. If Rabbi Yechem Nuri were alive, he would be satisfied. How? Start Bo Hashem Chai Amazing, that Ata Kodesh Shimcha Kodesh, Ukdeshim Bechol Yem Yaluch HaSelo, that's all. Kikil Bala Kodesh Bekodeshot HaSfar, then say, fine. We send you start V'chein Tim Paratach. How did V'chein Tim Paratach come in into the Brokha of Kodesh HaSayi HaShem? How did it come in? Because V'chein Tim Paratach is the introduction to Rabbi Yechem Menuris Malchias. Malchias has an introduction. Our introduction, okay, the Kavlach Hashem, okay, there's no response to Becham. The Kavlach Hashem, okay, the introduction was the Chayin Timpad Hashem, okay, the Kavlach Hashem, okay, the Chayin Tzadikim Yuru, the Chayin Tzadikim Yuru Yismochu, and then the Simlach Hashem, okay, the Chayin Tikol Hashem, okay, the Chayin Tzadikim Yuru Yismochu, the Simlach Hashem, okay, the Kavlach Hashem, Baratzi Mishkan Kvidecho, and Yerushalayim Yerkachecho. Instead of saying Kakosu B'divrei Kodshecho, Rabbi Yechem Benuri used to say Kakosu B'divrei Sevasecho. Yimlech Ad Hashem Leilam Lakai Echtinu De'amadei Ha'aliyor, but Ad Hashem Yimlech Leilam Boed. V'ne'emar Li B'tom B'yach L'Rom Yisrael Hashem L'Kovim Yisrael Hashem. But now you say the Pesukim. You have to say the introduction and to get to the Pesukim, you see. Kakosu B'simlech Ad Hashem L'Radecho Kol Masecho. So when you think Kakosu B'divrei Kodshecho, this was changed. Apparently the old miracle was that of Rabbi Yechem Benuri, most part. The ancient Nusche was in accordance with Rabbi Yechem Benuri's opinion. So in the old Nusche, it was Kakosu B'divrei Kodshecho, Yim Lecha Hashem Leila Malakai Yechtir Deva Dera Aliyo. This is a later substitute. Kakosu B'serosecho, Ad Hashem Yimlech Leilam Boed. And then you start with V'neema Libet of Beyakim Lerom Yisrael Hashem Lekovim Yisruas Malabay V'neema V'yim Yishur Melam Tassar Hashem Yach Hashem Ki Yisrael. And then V'neema Kotsch Hashem Lekovim Hashem Lekovim Hashem Lekovim V'neema Lom Yishmatim Boed Hashem Lekovim V'neema Hashem Lekovim Yisrael 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 And then while they are with the Chavim Kosov Kim Hashem Lekovim Yisrael V'giyalei Anarishim V'neachrein V'neema Avso Now he used to come back to the Kodesh Ato V'nei Rosh Mecho V'nei Letam Baladecho Kakos V'yikba Ad Hashem Tzvei Zba Mishpot V'okil HaKodesh Nidash B'dokko V'oruch Ato Ad Hashem Malach HaKodesh This was Rabbi Yechem Benuri Smalchia Then you used to, what did you say? Then you said Ato V'chapon V'chol Ami V'afti Sonu V'afti Sabonu V'afti Sonu V'afti Sonu V'afti Sonu Then you said to me, "Plechatoinu, galinu l'atenu, uvachidish hashviyeh be'achad hachidish ve'keish lachem, kol melechas haveidu l'isasu, u'shnei sirim kol chosam, whatever, I mean, the kobones." Then you started playing with Sayyim, "Melech al-kolem kule b'chadecho, v'noes na'akol arat b'kerecho. Neif ha'balagin edar v'yishay ha'cer, yakol pokat v'albi, kachinu mitzitzecho, bo'och ad ha'shem melech ha'kol arat b'kerecho, v'noes na'akol arat b'kerecho, v'noes na'akol arat b'kerecho, v'noes na'akol arat b'kerecho, v'noes na'akol arat b'kerecho, No, because you say, you say, Malachakolorat, even in Shachris and in Ma'arevdi. But even in Kiddush, you say, Malachakolorat. Apparently, the Kedusha Sayyim at Rosh Hashanah is inseparable of Malchus. There is no Kedusha Sayyim unless you say, Malachakolorat. As a matter of fact, the Hayodam says, Im Shochach, what if one has forgotten? And it said, Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Atah Ad Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yim Ad Hikoyim. Without mentioning, Melech HaKol Olam. Chayyara says as follows. With regard to Kiddush, with respect to Kiddush and Ma'ariv and Shachrit and Mincha, he is certainly sure that he doesn't have to repeat anything. Since he said Mekadosh Yisrael, he must go on it up. However, this happened in Musa, and we who practice Abakivishite, that the Kiddushas Hayim includes what? Malchias, left out, so Malchias, it was left without Achshime. So he once said from Father Chaim of Rochem, from uncle, that Rab Chaim disagreed violently with the Chayara. He said that even in Kiddush, if he left out Melech al Kol Oren, he has to repeat the Kiddush. Because Kedushas Hayim and Rosh Hashanah is so intertwined with Malchus that there is no Kedushas Hayim unless Kedushas Hayim is preceded by the statement Melech al Kol Oren. So I mean, the Ma'ariv, the Shachas, the Minchah, the Musaf, even the Afer, what is the Afer? Melech al Kol Oren, the Koren. There is no Kedushas Hayim. Basically, Rosh Hashanah has two motifs, Malchus and Zikrayim. When you say the name as the Koran, then you have Malchus. This is my Malchus. What did you want to ask? You ask something. Amelach HaKadosh. Not Melech HaKol Oren, but Amelach HaKadosh. Basically, then this was Rabbi Yechon ben Lehi. After, I mean, or in the communities where Rabbi Yechonen, after they changed the text, the Nusach, to Rabbi Akiva, that Malchus was transferred from Kedushas Hashem to Kedushas Hayim, so they did not eliminate the introduction of Lachin Tempada. The Lachin Tempada for it. They eliminated the Psukim to Kedushas Hayim. And in Kedushas Hayim is a different introduction. But the introduction to Malchus, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, has not been omitted, has been left as a part of the broche of Kedushas Hashem. That's why we say Lachin Tempada in Kedushas Hashem. You understand me? But actually, at the very beginning, Lachin Tempada was the introduction to Malchus at the time when Malchus was a part, not of Kedushas Hayim, but of Kedushas Hashem. I'll tell you what this introduction accomplished, a beautiful introduction. It's beautiful prayer. Lachin Tempada, there was nothing nicer and more exalted than Lachin Tempada. I told you, it's accepted not only by Jews, by non-Jews as well. Lachin Tempada is one of the most exalted, most beautiful prayer hymns. But there is something which is very important. They left it interesting. It's quite interesting. They left it not only for Rosh Hashanah, but for Yom Kippur as well. The Rambam quotes a custom, a ritual, that Lachin Tempada used to be recited during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Every day. I say. If you are interested, I'll show you what I understand. I have to find it. There it is. Here it is. Perak Beis Mechas Tfila Alacha Yutes. Alacha Yutes. Perak Beis Alacha Yutes. וכן יש מקיימס in certain communities שנוהגו להיסיף, it's customary to add בעשרת יומים אלו during the 10 days of penitence בברוכה שלישית in the third ברוכה ובכן טיפה עבור בראש השונה ונימה כיפורים מנהג פושט הוא להיסיף בשלישית ראש השונה כיפורים it's universal עשרת יומי תשובה it's only just customary in certain communities. Why not? What's wrong with Shabbos? What does Lachin Tempada accomplish? What does Lachin Tempada accomplish? To whom does the word Gdeshim refer? What is the semantics of Gdeshim? Either Malachim, because we say Gdusha, or Yisrael. Perhaps both are implied in the word Gdeshim. Because we say Because when you say it, I mean, following the Dushan, the Kadeshim Chabelam, Kshim Shemagdish, Mesa Bishmei Moed. Most probably it refers to Israel and to Mama. So Melech, when you say, Atoko Yishim Chabelishim Chabelim Yaluch HaSelo, Bo Chatu Ad Hashem HaMelech HaKodesh, is the Malchus limited to the Jewish people, the Jewish community. He is a Melech within the Jewish community. Vayi Bishur Melech, besides the Barashah, Yechad Jews. I want to tell you, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, there are two attributes with which we address HaKodesh Baruch Hu. One attribute is Melech Yisrael VeGeyaleh. He's the king of the Jews. Melech Yisrael VeGeyaleh. Another attribute, Melech HaGeyim, Melech Kol Haaretz. He's the king of the entire universe. Not only of mankind, of the entire universe, the entire cosmos, of the billions of stars, of galaxies. The whole year round, we are satisfied when we say without Rechente Parat Aseres Mitzvah HaMelech HaKodesh, it is limited to the Jewish community, to his charismatic chosen community. The very moment he introduced Rechente Parat before you say HaMelech HaKodesh, so the whole semantics, the whole meaning of HaMelech HaKodesh is changed from the particular into the general. We say, It's changed completely. The Malchus is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kolei Olam. The kingdom, universal kingdom of God. Well, just a more minute. This way. Interesting is that Malchus Rosh Hashanah, Chazal were very careful not to limit Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish community, but emphasize that the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is universal. Basically, the prayer is that God will be recognized by the entire world, and wickedness and injustice and iniquities will disappear and so forth. There is, for instance, a pasuk where you say it before Tkiya Shefer. Zamru lelekim zamer, zamru lemalkeinu zamer. Ki melech kol oretz lekim, zamru maskim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah said, Melech kol oretz lekim can be counted as a pasuk in Malchus. But zamru lemalkeinu zamer cannot be counted as Malchus. Why? Because Malkeinu appears in the form of the possessive noun. Malkeinu, our king. Malchus Rosh Hashanah means only our king. Malchus Rosh Hashanah means universal kingdom. Kingdom in the entire universe. Man and beast alike. Man and inorganic matter alike will recognize Malchus Rosh Hashanah. I'll call myself. If you take a look, for instance, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Take a look, Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Zamru LeMalkeinu. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Third line. Zamru LeMalkeinu LeKochoshiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not count it as Malchus. Le'am Lichte. You only proclaimed him as a king. Le'am Lichte. You only proclaimed him as a king. Elo Aluma Achas. Only on one nation, but not on the entire world. You tell me? Rashi. This is basically the idea of Malchus. And we have explained. And this idea was introduced not only in Malchus, because in Kedushas Hashem we say Melech HaKolohem, but even in Kedushas Hashem, when we just say Melech HaMishpat, it was the idea of universality of his kingdom. Was introduced into HaMelech HaKodesh. How? I mean, we couldn't change the Poetic Sime by adding V'chein Tem Paracho. V'chein Tem Paracho interprets, shed the light upon the meaning of HaMelech HaKodesh. That HaMelech here is not limited to one people, to one nation, but he is universal king. I mean, I once asked my father, since the Gemara is so meticulous and so concerned over the universal semantics of Malchus, it should not be confined or limited to one nation, but to one people. How can we use the pasuk? He says, Melech Yisrael is again limited. confined to Israel. And we count, Melech, you don't count Malkeinu, but Melech Yisrael is counted as one of the three psukim from Nevi'im, which are supposed to form, the section of Malchus. What is it? Yeah, but what is it? So Father answered me, there is a difference between Malkeinu and Melech Yisrael. I mean, I cannot understand it. He didn't explain it to me. I don't know why I didn't ask him, but he told me there's quite a difference. Malkeinu differs from Melech Yisrael. Malkeinu is rejected as Malkeinu, but Melech Yisrael is universal Malkeinu. So, I mean, I don't know. I could interpret it if I want. Later, I realized that the answer lies somewhere else. Take a look in the Gemara. Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. How many psukim do you mention? כי אמר השם מלך ישראל וגיע עלי, אני ראש אם אני אחר אין בעבוד אין ערכים. פוסק. פוסק. I once heard from Father Chaim Lebrach, and it's most probably a true story, because the stories which were transmitted in our family from generation to generation are mostly true, not like Hasidic stories about miracles happening. Some Hasidic stories are very nice, more or less, and some are foolish. But the stories which we have been told from generation to generation, passed on and handed out, usually are true because they don't deal with miracles, with natural phenomena. I don't know whether everybody here knows or heard of the famous Geir Tzedek in Vilna. I'm departing from my subject matter. Gerd Tzedek was the son of the famous Polish Count Potocki. Potocki, one of the leading aristocrats of Poland. Potocki, Radziwill, Wiśniewski, and so on. Potocki. So he had almost half of Lithuania belonged to Potocki. He was a feudal lord, basically. Because feudalism, in Poland, actually has survived feudalism in Western Europe. Until the 18th century, until the end of the 18th century, Feudalism prevailed in Poland. He was a feudal lord. His son, famous known Hebrew literature and history, Graf Potocki, the Count Potocki, somehow converted, became a Jew. Right? So I was on his grave. Now they destroyed the grave. On his grave. He became a Jew. He left for Holland. His father sent him to Italian university. Apparently, went to Italy. He came to university in Italy. Polish aristocracy used to send their children to Italy. He studied there. Italy was famous university. Apparently, he got acquainted with Jews. It's very hard to know what happened. Apparently, he realized that Judaism is the true religion, the true faith, and he abandoned Christianity, Catholicism. And he embraced Judaism and became a Yidat Tzadik, Kodesh. And he was converted in Italy. He couldn't have been converted because conversion was prohibited. Holland was a free country at the time. So Holland, he became a Jew. He had remained in Holland. He would have lived long. But apparently he was lonesome. He wanted to come back to Lithuania on his own, so he came to Vilna. And he was afraid to stay in Vilna because he shouldn't be recognized because it meant capital punishment for conversion in Poland. In the 18th century, conversion was a crime which was punished with capital punishment. So he went to a small town called Ivie. Small town Ivie, Lithuania. They have a nose for news. They discover that these young men receive this matter the whole day of study and lead the saintly life. He's not a Jew, but he's not really a Jew, but he's not born a Jew, and he's a son of the famous aristocratic family Potocki. I don't know what happened to once a boy. He was making noise, so he told the boy he should be quiet. Anyway, the father was a shoemaker. So he came in and he said, And I said, you tell my boy, I mean, to be quiet. You're not a Jew. I don't know. He didn't say anything. Finally, he informed the father of the boy, informed the police. That's all that was necessary. As a matter of fact, I don't know, but my uncle told me that there was a certain family, needy, but a certain family, which was called the family of the Muslim. Because their ancestors. So he came in and he said, you tell my boy, I mean, to be quiet, you're not a Jew. I don't know, he didn't say anything. Finally, he informed, the father of the boy informed the police. That's all that was necessary. As a matter of fact, I don't know, but my uncle told me that there was a certain family, needy, but a certain family, which was called the family of the Muslim. Because their ancestors, I mean, they squealed and informed the police about Graf Potocki. And they arrested him. Of course, they offered him. His mother came, his father came, the whole aristocracy came and said, all he has to do is simply to renounce Judaism and convert to Catholicism and he will be reinstated in his previous work. He was the, actually, the representative, supposed to be the representative of the Potocki family. And of course, he resisted all pressures. He insisted on remaining a Jew and he remained a Jew and despite the fact that he was an aristocrat, he was sentenced to death. I mean, you know, what kind of a death, right? Yeah. And he was executed the first day of Shavuot. At the Cathedral Square, you know, right? I know the square, in front of the famous cathedral. He was executed. A Jew that time, this guy, and then he was burned. His body was cremated. So Jew that time, this guy, the Poles, I mean, came and picked up the ashes as much as they could, and they buried the ashes. And so the story is, I mean, this is a historical fact that I heard from Father Hemel Offer, that I heard from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim heard from this bear who heard it from Reb Chaim Alosher, from the Talmud Lagoyen, that the night before the execution, the night, first night of Shavuot, the Talmud Lagoyen visited him. He was executed in 1744. Vilna Goyen was a young man. Vilna Goyen died 1797. Toskuf Nuches. It's 1797. Toskuf Nuches. 1797. He was a young man. He visited. He came to bid farewell to him. Goodbye. So the Gertzedek began to cry. So Rav Avraham Gertzedek. In Vilna, in all shul in Vilna, first day of Shavuot, they used to say, Kiyum Malachim, HaKodesh is Nishmas HaKodesh Avraham Ben Avraham. No shul is out of them. All shul, all miyonim, but a single miyon has omitted this Kiyum Malachim. So he began to cry. So they go and ask him why he cried. He's afraid. The torture, death, he said no. He's only concerned about one thing, that in the world to come, he'll be lonely, because neither his father nor his family are Jews. He'll be the only one. He'll be a stranger, because there's no father, there's no son. A father has none, because Gershkin, Gashin, Gaya, Kekotin, Shneirod, I mean, you know very well that the relation is completely abandoned. I mean, and there's no son. He died single. Magoyan told him, כאומר על השם מלך ישראל וגיע עלי אני ראשון ואני אחרון שבלודאי אין הלכים. So the young good shaman, you'll take a look in the shayor. Said, אני ראשון שאין לי אח. I have no father. אני אחרון שאין לי בן. But it makes no sense for me. God says, I'm the first one, I have no father. Probably, if the text is correct, It is, you know what it is. It is against Christianity. But Agoyen said it's a mistake here in the text. It should be Ani Rishon Limi Shein Le'av. Bani Achron Limi Shein Le'av. I am a father to everyone who has no father, who is lonely. I am a son to everyone who dies child. This is the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's exactly. He said, all right, Nechamtoni, and the going left. prison. That's what I remind myself when I quote the pasuk. This is the pasuk we mentioned in Malchus. So in Malchus, so I realized something else then. The Gemara, you know, there are 10 psukim. You divide the 10 psukim between Tere and Nevi'im Uksuvim. You divide 9, you cannot divide 10. So one pasuk, the fourth pasuk, belongs to Tere. Because you say three psukim all the way, in Malchus, Rechon Shevet, at the beginning, and then the last, Kakos of the Sechot Necho. You say to the fourth pasuk. So the Gemara asks, if the four psukim belong to Tere, and should be quoted from Tere, there aren't four psukim in the Tere in which the Tere Melech occurs. The Gemara says, take a look here. Take a look here. Bishleim is the chenis v'sheifreis iketuve. Here. Which is the chenis v'sheifreis, there are many psukim. Elo malchiyas, klasu d'avya. All you have psukim in the Tere are only three. Adishem elekodim eisuas melabei, vayi bishurun melech, at the same time, we recite all the psukim. But Rabbi Yisrael requires, follow, what pasuk do we use at the fourth pasuk? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin, Hashem Echot. But in Shema Yisrael, Melech is not mentioned. Why? Omer Ravune Toshma Alan Sayon. Shema Yisrael, at the same time, Hashem Echot, Malchus. Give Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah Emer in a Malchus. He cannot count it Malchus. What is Machlekes in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yisrael? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Malchus actually depends technically upon the term. You have to mention the word Melech either as a noun or as a verb. Adishem Moloch, Adishem Yimlech Levoit, either as a noun or as a verb. But you have to mention Melech. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not important the term. Important is the semantics. The meaning. The meaning is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakin, Hashem Echod means that he is king of the world. There's no one else. Then, ויודעתו האיים והשווי סלובךו, קדישם מורלקים, והשמיים ממעל, ולאורץ מתוחס, אין אין, מלכוס, רבי יסו, רבי יהודה אמר אין המלכוס. Again the same thing. Technically, I mean, as far as the noun is concerned, מלך is not mentioned. The meaning is identical with מלכוס. And קדישם מורלקים, השמיים על הארץ, אין, he rules heaven and earth, so he's מלך. Again, אַטער רייסער וואָס, קאַד שיימו לקים, נייט מבאַדי, מאַלכוס, די רב יייסע, רב יודה גיינער מאַ. Who is the one who requires top sukim from the Tere? Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi has an ample supply of sukim at Malchus in the Tere. Even though the Tere Melech is not mentioned, but the meaning is that at Malchus. Malchus means omnipotent, an exclusive power. And so in this case, is the Melech Yisrael the Geale counted as Malchus? Not because of Melech Yisrael the Geale. Melech Yisrael the Geale cannot be counted as Malchus because it's limited, it's confined to Yisrael. Ani Rishon, Vani Achron, and Baloda in the King. That's why it's Malchus. It's not the Melech Yisrael the Geale, but the Ani Rishon, Vani Achron, because we use such Sukim, we use Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin, Hashem Echon. That's what I realized. All right, it'll be enough of tonight. The Kaddish in darkness.
Yes.
Yizgadel v'yizkadeish me'rabo v'yolmo divro ki usay v'yamlich malchusay v'chayichon v'yamechon v'chaylechul beis Yisrael v'agolo v'zman kori v'imru amein Yishmei Rabo v'norach l'olam v'lomei olmayo yizbarach v'yishtabach v'yizbarach v'yizreman v'yiznasei ויסדר ויסלש מריקודי שעובריכו, לילום עם כל בחוסו ושירוסו, תשבחוסו ונחם עשו, דמירום ביומו ובמרו אמן, על ישראל ועל רבנון.